Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We got a new best friend. I'm calling her Alicia Osborne, our new best friend. She's from the city of Charlotte. We're talking about the 2040 plan. Charlotte's Planning, Design, and Development Department has got this whole thing figured out. It's a community drive-in workshop on Saturday, October 31st. I know you were looking for something to do. And it's going to be at the Park Expo from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, Francine.
Wow, who came up with this? Now, we're just not going to go in the parking lot, right, Alicia? We're going to watch a movie.
Yes, there will be a movie, but first we'll talk about the 2040 Comprehensive Plan, which is envisioned to be Charlotte's vision for growth and development over the next 20 years. So what we're proposing to do is offer four sets, something very safe and family-friendly for families to come out and learn about the plan, provide some feedback on the plan, and also at the end of the night, do a movie in the safety of their car and learn a lot about how we plan to grow and develop in the city over the next 10 years. So that's pretty much the event.
Got it. And you guys, just by nature, you like doing things 10 and 20 years in the future, right? You like to plan like that. A city should, right?
Yeah. Charlotte has a great history and legacy of planning. We haven't always gotten it right. Let's really be honest. A lot of inequities in our community and kind of our segregationist policies have gotten us to some unintended consequences that we see today in Charlotte. But we've learned that we have to do business a little bit differently moving forward. And so that's what this plan is really about. Not just talking about doing things differently, but engaging new people and new voices in this process has been really essential and paramount to creating a plan that is for everyone in Charlotte. So that's kind of the foundation of this process, looking at how do we do things differently, but bringing different voices to the table in different ways, meeting people where they are, and talking about what's important to you. What should we think about as we grow for the next 10, 20 years? And that's how great cities are made, thinking ahead of time, addressing some of the things we've done, kind of not done so well in the past, but thinking about where do we want to go. And it's really important that people take advantage of this process, come out on the 31st, so look into what the plan says, think about what's important to you and your family as you grow in Charlotte, and make sure that your voice is heard. It does matter.
It does matter. And I really, we were talking before the show, which is the best part of the show, but COVID has made us open our eyes. And I don't know if this is some divine plan from the universe or what to make us all stop and listen and look. But since COVID, we are really acknowledging that there is explicit racism and segregation and the policies that go along with it that we've been living with for quite some time, but it seemed to be invisible. I'm glad you're bringing it to light.
Yeah, this plan, and you're right, COVID has really brought to light a lot of some of the darkness in our history as a city and a community in the country. And, you know, what a big part of beginning to heal is understanding how those things happen and why, and then putting policies in place that intentionally seek to address those things. And so this plan started, it's a four-phase process. And the first two phases started with looking at those types of policies in the past in Charlotte, how we got here. And it created what we're calling an equity atlas. And it really looks at how have we been inequitable in our community in terms of development and growth and access to capital, a number of different variables. And then that has been helping us to create an equitable growth framework. And that's just simply how do we right the wrongs of the past and make better decisions and be more equitable in how we assess and how we lift up the community throughout Charlotte. And so COVID-19, you know, like you said, I don't know if it's the universe trying to tell us something, but it has definitely made us all stop and really listen and pay attention to what's around us and our role and our and how we all can be a part of the change we want to see in our communities. And that's what this plan is about, giving people a voice to be the change that they want to see. And so we encourage people to not just come out on the 31st, but to really continue to engage in this process, read the document. We have a number of different ways for people to be engaged, that coming out to events like this, we have a stakeholder group of almost 400 people that volunteers. Anyone can be a part of it, that really serve as a sounding board for the things that we're talking about. And also, just to follow us on social media, if you have the access at charlotteplanning.com. Look for us on Instagram, Facebook, all the outlets. Visit our website, charlottemc.gov, and look for ways to get involved. If we need to come to you in your neighborhood community, your neighborhood meetings, to your church or to your neighborhood group, your street organization, we're available to come talk about this plan with you, because it's important that everyone's voice is heard and that this document is the community's plan. It's not our plan at all. We're just facilitating the conversation. So we want people to feel they own what's in this plan. And also we have a board game, because we have to think about different ways of engaging people. Like this driving event was really in response to COVID. We would typically have a public meeting, folks would gather in this large room, a bunch of posters, and walk around and ask questions of staff. We can't do that right now. And so we wanted to think about how can we safely get people in the space. And the drive-in meeting is folks can sit in their cars and still receive the information and provide feedback using a mobile app and tell us what they think. And so another response to that is a board game that we have. It's a card game, actually. It's available online and in person. We have a card game that people can learn about within the plan and build a city using different policies. And it might sound boring, but it's actually pretty competitive if you want to build your city in a certain way. But as you plan this game, you're learning about, one, how planning works, how these types of documents help people or help our elected appointed officials make good decisions for us as a community. And so this game is about that. You have a way to, as an individual with your family and friends, to learn how that process might work and what things you should consider in terms of transit and housing, jobs, and food access. Those types of things that are important to people every day. This plan addresses that. It gives people a voice to say how that should happen in the future.
If you are just now tuning in, SLAP, which stands for, sounds like a plan. Alicia, you got a card. Well, the city has a card game and a mobile app. Proudly offers social media. Give us the social media information again.
So it's at COP Planning. That's our handle on Instagram and Facebook. And then the city's Twitter account is the City of Charlotte Twitter account. And that's how you can stay connected and get connected with us.
But if we go to charlotteplanning.com, is that the right website?
It's charlottefuture/2040plan.
Got it.
/2040 is how you get to the planning website. That's where you go to register for the event and also sign up to be involved in our ambassadors and strategic advisors. And just sign up to get notification about what's going on and what's happening. And you don't have time for that. We make sure that we put everything out online for people to access it in their, and when it's convenient for them. That's really important, especially during these times when folks are at home being teachers, they're working, and taking care of their loved ones. This type of process needs to be convenient. And so we've worked hard with the community, with our stakeholders, to make sure that we make sure that they can get involved when they want to and how, and in an easy way.
Easy, right? Wow. I love it. Charlotte's got a future, y'all. It's a 2040 comprehensive plan we've been talking about with our new best friend, Alicia. Osborne, Alicia, what is your official title? What president or general manager position can I put on your name?
So my title is, I am the division manager for long-range and strategic planning within the City of Charlotte Planning, Development, Design, and Development Department. That's a mouthful.
It is.
So essentially, I just look out for 10, 20 years on how the city can grow and develop in combination with a great team and our community park.
That's great. And one of your, is one of your community partners Park Expo, or is that just a great place to have that meeting slash drive-in, sorry?
Oh, absolutely. When we started thinking about venues and where we could go, we've been tracking different places that the plan has hosted events. And we haven't quite hit the east side like we should. And so we knew that the park is always a great partner in community and neighborhoods. They've always been at the forefront of serving the community, particularly, you know, since they've been on Bayport Road. They're always a good part. And our event planner, the main event, Rhonda Caldwell, has always been a great partner.
Oh, yeah.
Rhonda Caldwell. Some of the work I've done in the past in West Charlotte and her connection just in community development generally, she gets it. And she's a huge partner with the park. And that's how I met Rhonda. I think it was about 10, 15 years ago on a project with the park. And so that's just always been a good relationship to have that we've continued to leverage over the years.
Yeah, Rhonda Caldwell for governor. Okay, yeah, she's been around. She's been around, and she's still nice and pleasant and smells great, right? You know, sometimes when you've been doing this job for a while, it's like, okay. But kudos to her and you and your team, because I know you got emails. I think I have emails. You got emails.
Just a few. But thank you. It does take a team, and we have this great partnership and amazing folks at the city and the county that are very supportive of this work. And, you know, you can't do it alone, and we're really, really grateful to have the support we have on this project, because it's solid. It's our community. And so folks understand and they get the importance of it, so they show up ready to serve and ready to support, make things happen.
Make it happen. All right, it's happening. October the 31st, mark those calendars. We are doing, I know you'd never wanted to sit through one of those meetings. I know, I get it, but this time they're making it fun. It's a community drive-in workshop. It's Saturday, right? We're going to be off from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is going to be great because they've got four sessions on that Saturday. Session one is at 2 p.m. Session two is at 3:30. Session three is at 5 o'clock. And the fourth session, ladies and gentlemen, is at 6:30. And you get to watch that amazing movie, Back to the Future, after that. So I'm going to have you say the website one more time because we can make it a one-stop shop there, Alicia.
So if you go to Charlotte Future/2040 plan, you can register for the event and also find out about the planning process. And if you want to get involved, you can sign up there too. That's kind of the main platform for getting engaged and learning more about the project.
Got it. And right now we can even Google, because that's our new best friend. It's Charlotte Future 2040 Comprehensive Plan. Just Google that and you're going to land right where you need to be. I want to thank you and come back on again. Let's talk some more plans.
Thank you. And I'll be happy to do that. I'm going to plan.
We love a friend that plans, too. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're coming right back.
This is Natalie. I know you've been wondering who this voice is. I have a face for radio, and I'm the voice of the Francine Marie Show.
Oh, dear.